Second, looking at cause and effect in our relationships with others. Look, we all live in different countries and various places. I may not know you, and you may not know me. On the surface, it seems there is a lot of random disconnectedness in this world. Actually, we all share some common causes and conditions. In the sutras, it is said that if one has the ability to look into the past and the future, one will see the multitude of sentient beings who were, or will, be our parents, siblings, or relatives during our many lifetimes. The following story illustrates how related we are. Once there was a family celebrating a wedding. The house was filled with guests, family members, relatives, and close friends. Tables spilled out onto the street and music filled the air. Everyone was in a festive mood. It happened that a monk walked by. He stood by the door, shook his head, and sighed. Some of the guests were baffled and asked him why. The monk answered with the following verse. Cows, sheep, animals sitting at the table. Grandmother from a past life is now the bride. Beating drums in the hall, hitting grandpa's skin, cooking in pots, the ants. In this verse, the monk looked at the familial relationships in the context of conditionality. The bride was once the grandmother in a past life. Many family members and friends sitting at the table were cows and sheep in their previous lives. The skin of the drum was made from the skin of a cow who was once the grandfather of the mother. The animals that were being cooked in the pots were the ants from a previous life. When we pass away, our individual cumulative karmic force determines the realm of existence into which we are reborn. While we are of the same nature, each person's delusions differ in form and severity, giving each of us a different phenomenal existence. In our infinite rebirths, we meet in part. While we may be related in one life, we may be total strangers in the next. Taiwanese newspapers once carried the following story, from which you can draw your own conclusion about how cause and effect influence the relationships we have with others. The story began with a young man who had a terrible fall while mountain climbing in Taidong. Because of the severity of the fall, he suffered a serious concussion. In order to save the young man, the medical personnel on the scene decided to call in a renowned neurologist from Taipei, which is quite a distance from Taidong. The doctor was at first most reluctant, but out of compassion, he finally decided to make the trip. He packed his car with the necessary medical supplies and headed south. Unexpectedly, halfway into his drive, a middle-aged man in a leather jacket stopped the car and ordered the doctor out, saying, "Get out, I need the car." The doctor immediately explained, "You don't know what I'm doing. I'm a doctor on an emergency call to save a patient." The carjacker did not wait for the doctor to finish and pulled him out of his car. The doctor had no choice but to hitch a ride from strangers. When he finally arrived at the scene of the accident, many hours had passed and the young man had already died. The medic on the scene was very angry with the doctor for his tardiness and told him that he was about an hour late. When the doctor approached the victim, he saw a middle-aged man beside the dead man crying, "My son, my son!" The doctor took a look at the middle-aged man and immediately recognized him as the person who had carjacked his car earlier. He grabbed the man by his jacket and said, "It is you who caused your son to die." The man in the leather jacket was the victim's father. In trying to get to the scene to see his son, he indirectly caused his son's death. Our relationships with others are governed by the law of cause and effect, which often works in mysterious and complicated ways. Sometimes in trying to love our children, we unknowingly put them in harm's way. A famous scholar in ancient China, Xu Mawin, once wrote, "Save a fortune for your heirs. They may not get to enjoy it. Collect books for your heirs. They may not be able to read them." In the dark and unknown, the ultimate answer is to accumulate merit and set a good example for your children. This is food for thought regarding our relationships with our children. The realm of enlightenment and Buddhahood is beyond our comprehension. The workings of cause and effect are equally profound and wondrous. When we truly understand the deep meaning of cause and effect, in essence, we understand the Dharma. Conditionality pervades all our relationships, and as such, it behooves us to treasure them all. When we comprehend the meaning of cause and effect, we will not hesitate to practice love that is grounded in oneness. When we help others, we are in fact helping ourselves. This is the joy of the Dharma.